We're holding a Rashi until Gilmo Bays. Welcome to Pasanat Lanasha. Maybe we'd say only in the case where she is saying Anita Meyavit correctly to her, or is she believe Achaberta? Hasamu the Mehemna Achaberta, Mishun the Kamar to Meyani. She's admitting to Meyani, so then she's believed, and I'm the other woman as well. Alahecha the Machshor Nami Lanasha. She's saying she's to Kosher. She's trying to say this to take advantage for herself and not for her sort of slipping herself in together with her chaver, so we shouldn't believe her in the chaver either. Kamashim and Gersinan. There's a second version. If I just have the first case, I would come up with the following idea that maybe we have this unspoken aid in the Mishnah, which is saying the opposite of her. Maybe that other person is also a woman. But if she's testifying against the man, I would say, lo. She's not believed. Say the other woman is to her against the aid, was saying the other person, the other woman is to me. They're telling me she is safer. I feel a makom aid kosher. So the purpose of the safe is to add even that case. So the Mishnah. Chavkum on base at the bottom. Chen shnei anoshim zemer kayin ani zemer kayin ani. Two men walk in, and they claim that they're a kohen. They don't have the manus regards to getting truma. So the Tanna Kamma holds that you can eight echad is sufficient for kahuna purposes because it's a question of iser and heter. Is he allowed to eat truma or not? Eight echad is being made that this person is a kohen, so he's believed to be a kohen. Person walks in and says, "I'm a kohen." There's an element of Nagias over here. He gets to have Shuma, etc. So we can't believe him alone on his own statement. Yehuda says, "Ein ma'alin l'kuhun al pi'ed echot." That no, you cannot establish somebody's status of a kohen based on one aid. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Emesai, when is that you can't use an Eid Echod? Malkam Sheish Erdrin, where there's people who are raising doubts about the status of this person as a Kohen, that he's a Posel, he's a Cholol. Malkam Sheish Erdrin, Malkam Kun Al Pi Eid Echod. Shimon Gamil, Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Malkam Kun Al Pi Eid Echod. So obviously the Gemara is going to try to talk about what are we have a Tanna Kamma saying Eidech is believed, Shimon Gamil saying Eidech is believed, and Rabbi Eliezer saying Eidech is believed when there's no Erwin. So what are these three different shitas?
Is he coming to Mepharish from Judah? Is he arguing?
That's a good question. We have a rule in Shas, whenever it says the word Amosai is coming to explain, not to argue. That being said, I think the Gemara, if I recall correctly, the Gemara deals with it. The Gemara, it's not so posh in the Gemara. So, Rashi, v'chein shnei noshim lo garsina and shenishu. It wasn't that they were taken captive, because that's irrelevant by a man. So they come and say, "I'm a kohen," and they want him litin lahem truma. They're not believed for truma purposes. We'll see that maybe for other purposes we could be believed. They're saying I and the other person are kahanim, so they're believed vis-a-vis the other person. The more is introduced, a council called Gremlin. I'm in Gremlin to you. I'm taking care of you. We can be Gremlin to each other. You know, I can't be made that I'm a Kayan, you can't be made you're a Kayan. So let's do it like this. You say I'm a Kayan, I'll say you're a Kayan, right? So maybe that's what that's such an arrangement. So Rabbi Yehuda raises that question. The more is going to talk about the Chavdal Amad Aleph, that there's a concept called Gemlin. But Rabbi Yehuda's point is that in Mount Likud and Beit Echad, even if there were no concern of Gemlin, that Beryl walks in and says Shimon Zakai, and that's it. Doesn't say anything. Shimon doesn't say anything back for him. Still, it's not believed. Comes Rabbi Lozer, says Urban Shakarna Lov Shem Sul, they're raising a question upon him that he's possible. Comes along Shung Leo. Comes along a Malakoli Pedakod, Hegel Leka Gamlin. I don't think it's been Rabbi Lozer, the Tarakama, the Behuda. So Rashi gives us a sneak peek. The Mora says that Rabbi Lozer says Malakoli Pedakod, the Tanakam also says that. Well, they're arguing a case with the possibility of Gemlin. Our Mishnah, there's a case of Gemlin. So Rabbi Lozer agrees that says over there that there's no din of Mal Lakuna. When it's there, when there's no concern of Gemlin, only one, somebody's being married with somebody else, and that's it. There's no reciprocity. Shimon Ben Gamil, the name of Shimon Ben Askan, the member of Farshmai Ben Ayah, what's he adding?
I mean, is it only with regard to
Gamlin
Truma? I mean, Rashi specifies Truma, but, you know, you've got other, issues,
right, so that is that he has no monism. Right, the concern over here is they're doing a Maisa Isser, eating Shuma.
Well, it's also taking, it's a Mamonos issue too, isn't it? Because they're taking Shuma from Kohanim. But they're not Muchsak. I mean,
it's a mamonos issue, it's very iffy to argue that. Rashi's coming to Fuke on one end, Yuchsin, on the other end, Birchas Kahanim.
Why is the mamonos issue iffy to argue?
It hasn't been given to any kohen yet. So you're not, much of a liberal, you need to wait him is, if a person, there's no muksuk over here. The muksuk is the Israel who's holding on to it, who has a mitzvah to give it to a kohen. So I say, you can fulfill your mitzvah with me. So that's Beaker. The more does introduce a concept called Maman Hashavit. It belongs to Kahanim at large. So there is some element of Maman, but it's hard to not what exactly Maman Hashavit, how it works, is that's not so clear.
So the problem is that there's no individual Nizul.
Something, well, there's no individual Muchsik, Surveiller, right. So then we're Kolhani Lamali. So really, this mishnah over here is the end of our mishnah. It's about Peshas and Pesha Hitter. Even in this case specifically, the Chara really there's no Peshas or Pesha Hitter, but the continuation of we had the mishnah about Nishbasi, and then we had the woman says okay. Two women which are nishbu, and then we have now the case of two men. So that's the end of the Mishnayos. So going back to all the way to the beginning of the Perek, why do you need all these cases? So we have the first Mishnah talks about Sarazusha Levicha Hoyso, Kati Haimenu. We have the Mishnah about Adam would say, we were Sabidin Huzal, Nusimayinu. We have the Mishnah about a woman says, I was an Ishadish and I'm a Grusha. A woman says, Nishbasi and I'm Tahara. So kolhani lamali tzrichi. Now the more I need all four cases. The first Mishnah says that even though Rishua says back in the previous parak that the migu which exists in the first parak regards to saying that she's saying who was this man? He was a kosher, or she says that she argues that she was a psula. All the cases over there where she has a migu. Shua said those aren't acceptable, but the migu of sarazu shalavicha ha'isav v'aktira menu, that migu works. So that's the cases that we're referring to. That's the first mission. So over there in that case, shum dikadrar the mamayna, a person is putting himself with the potential loss of money. He says sarazu shalavicha ha'isav. And I bought it. So, but he's saying he's raising doubts about his rights to the money. So there's a drawer of the money. A drawer of the money over here is being used to mean Rashi learns there's a potential loss of money. The more he uses the word drawer of the money, beginning of Bam and Sia, the more he uses other places. What it means? Does it mean have some ramen? Does it mean Rashi learns it means that there's a subject of the bez and blit hanasei, which means there's a connection to the money. Rashi learning means a hefset of ramen. The second mishnah, which they're not endangering their money in any way by saying except they know who's that. So maybe not believed. Mitana Edim, it will say the case of Edim, that the Miga works or the Peshasa works. Is Mishum de la Alma. They're not gaining anything by their second statement. They're saying we were with Xavidenu, we were Anusim. We are Psulim. They're benefiting the loiva, they're not benefiting themselves. He's saying it was your father's field, but I bought it. So the second statement is to protect himself. Maybe that doesn't have them, does not have the money. The first two cases are cases of moment. So Peshal Sebeshita works for a moment. Ablesh is Ish, the Isura, Keshavesh is Ish, where there's a question of whether she's mutter to a kayin, whether she has a crush or not. Emeloy, so I would say that she's not, that there, the Peshosha doesn't work. Masha the Mishnah, the Peshosha works, but Isura as well.
If it's Isura, don't we make all in Yisuri, Eidach and Emma Yisuri?
Well, really over here, if you look at the Mishnayos, the first Mishnah is dealing with Hadas, with Din Kamedim Dami. The person is voided with somebody else's field, but he has a Peshos. Second Mishnah deals with Din of Eidus, where Ming Meidus, Ksav Yedena, who's that, but we were in Rusip. Third Mishnah deals with Shabbat HaShachticha, the Yisura. Right. So, just because I know that regards to Dos Baldin, how Dos Baldin Kameid him dummy, that Peshasa works for that process. I don't know that it works for Shabbat Hashanah, the Yisura. She's claiming she's an Eshad, she's also to the whole world. But I'm a Grusha. Right. So the root, she's not, she has no mnemonis over there because she says she's an Eshad, she's to aid it. It works with Shabbat Navshi. But Shabbat Navshi, there's a din of Peshasa. I wouldn't know that from the other cases. Now, the Shbesi B'Tahara and the Lomali, the third case, the fourth case, what do I need it for?
What other cases wouldn't you know there's a
din of Peshasa? If I know that the Hidos Vadim Kamehim Peshasa works, and I would not know that by Shabbat Navshi Chedichad Yisura Peshasa works.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Mordechai says, but the case number four, we know Mammon, we know Isser, we know Adis. What's the case in this space with her and the Adis? Some more answers. Some more answers. That case is coming to tell me not the Kiddush and the Ikar Din of Pesha also Pesha Hitter. Because it wants the Firois, then the mission wants to end off. Even if afterwards Adam came and now it's no longer dependent upon their Deaver, but there's Adam now that she was Nishbase. Still, once she had her head up to her, being Mutta Tikuna, she doesn't lose it. So that's a new Kiddush and Pesha, so that even if the Pesha is removed, once the Nemanus was given, it remains. Mor says, okay, so you're telling me like this. The reason why it's a case number four is to tell me this Kiddush. Why can't you tell me this Kiddush in case number three? So, Honicha, Maman de Masilo Seifa, that it says that this heter only applies to the Seifa of Nishbesi, but it doesn't apply to Eish Azish. So, I understand why you need case number four to tell me that Kiddush. Alaman de Masilo Reisha, but if you tell me that this heter goes back to Eish Azish as well, and it's not only because by case of Shuya where there's a kula of Shuya is more kal. Even by Eshazish, we're dealing with the Nisha Darais of Eshazish. Once the Heter is given, it remains. See, you don't need case number four to tell me the Kiddush. You can tell me the Kiddush is case number three, not to case number four at all. More answers. Mishum the Kabor the Misni, Shtei Noshim, Shanishbu. It said the case of Nishbeisi because of the mission over here in Chavkum Abay. So what's the chiddush of case number four? The case of Shteinam Shenishbu, that the persons believed to say the chiddush over here is. So that the Kiddush of the Mishnah is, I would think that there's a concern over here. Each one says that the other one is Tahara. They're covering for each other. And they ask each other to do each other a favor. They're benefiting each other. We're not worried about that possibility. Okay. Now, what about the Mishnah of Chen Shtiyan Oshim? Lamali. That's why it said the case of Shnei Anoshim. Why do we need all these cases? In the first Mishnah, Mishum Dika Drah Dermina, Hilkov. He loved the pshita milsa shalochem yaviv. Unless it was something which is going to be clear, lohaya armer shalavicha hayisa. He would not say it's somebody else's field. Regard lots we have some moment and take a potential loss for himself. Ksharmer tchilas devar of al shem sifrei armer. Obviously, he did not mean to stop there. He meant to finish off his thought. So we have no doubt that he had intention to say the whole thing. And he's believed in the second half as well. They're not losing anything at all with the Sadis of saying that they were, it was Ksav Yedenu. They shouldn't be believed in the second half. Why? Because we could argue the Mikara Kiyom Ksav Yedenu that they said Nusa Amrei. We'll have them give a Nusim Ayinu. Maybe what happened was they started saying the first half with no intention to say the second half. This one you make. Savidenu was there. By the case of the field, we have no doubt that the person did not mean to stop in the middle. There isn't an hadas with the kerev dummy, but the probabilities are he meant to say the whole thing as one unit. But over here, we could argue that they meant to say Savidenu was there. And they said, oh, you know, that's going to affect that guy. You know, he's my friend. Oh, Nusimiyin. Maybe they change their mind in the middle. That you don't say that. Now, where Rashi is learning, so what would be if that would be true? So the way Rashi learns the whole logic of Pesha Yitzhar means there never was any incriminating statement to start with. Because if when I said it was your field, only I'm in the, or the father's field, only I'm asked to finish off the second half, I never really meant this. It mean might anything. So it takes away the Hidah. It's not that it works against the Hidah. It can't work against the Hidah. Hidah is something made of me. It's too late. The point is that there never was a Hidah because I planned to finish off a full thought, which meant that there wasn't a Hidah. Well, if I didn't plan to finish it off, there was a Hidah. No, we have no doubt the person meant to say the whole thought. Anyone can say this is the Ksaviyad. They're Mekayim the Shtar. But we're a Nusim. They're not Mekayim the Shtar. So what they really said was they're not being Mekayim the Shtar. We said the Shtar is not valid. But if they walked in and said a Nusim with intention to stop there, they were Mekayim the Shtar. What's the Mekayim the Shtar? If they say they're a Nusim, they're not believed against the Shtar. It's Kivin Shinkat Shuvah Rechazer Magad. Once the Shtar is valid,
if they walked in, they just said a nuisance.
You know,
right.
So the shtar is valid. Yeah. No, if they just walked in and said Ksavidenu, who's that?
Okay.
I'm sorry. If they would have stopped after Ksavidenu, who's that? The shtar would be valid. So now they're not believing they said nuisance, you know, afterwards. It's Kimishik, Shabbat, Chosamaka, the datum of the shtar. No, but we say, they meant to say it as a unit. How do you know? Maybe they didn't. Maybe they meant to stop there, and then they added after as an afterthought. So once that's true, it's too late. No, we're not worried about the possibility. So just say the case of Eidim. Dilalma, Eina Dibur, Ha'akhan, Mahani Latsim, Elul Acherim. Mishim Acherim, Ha'be Hajil, Mimusal. So maybe really, you know, this is this possibility of afterthought, original intent is a concern. Not by the case of Adam, because they wouldn't stop in the middle and add the afterthought for somebody else. Why should they do that? What would motivate them to do that? So you know what? Oy vey, we were Mekayim the Shtar. Oy vey, we're going to lose. Oh, no, I'm protect myself. No. What, they wouldn't do that for somebody else. Abiyu gufei del rapshei mehani ki hara bar melukatir. He's benefiting himself. So I would think, and maybe he walked in and made a hodah, and as he made the hodah, so you know what? I changed my mind. I'd rather not have the hodah. Well, it's too late. But he's trying to benefit himself. Okay. So the one missing Shtenoshan Shinishbu. The purpose of the case of Nishbasi is for the case of the Mishnah called Kimbo. Shvinan the Bizman, Shemaidan, Zuizu, Nemonas, even though they're being made for each other, so there's a potential garmeling issue. Not worried about it. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Something more. Tanu Rabbanan, the Bryce brings the case. Ani Kayan and Bechaveri Kayan. So he made about both of them. So neman lachila truma, better neman lachil isha. To give him the status of being a kosher person, and therefore he can marry, and there's no concerns about his marriage. One end is not believed.
What's the issue about the neman lachil?
If we have a person in front of us, we don't know his status. So if you remember way back when we learned the Kedushin,
yes,
right? So we need Eden to establish the Yuchsin on the person in regards to maybe he's a mom, or he's a Chalal, etc., whatever it is. So we need to wait him. Ashiu Gimel. Shtam Edom al Zeh, Shtam Edom al Zeh. She's going to need three people, these two individuals plus a third one. So let's call them Reuben, supposed Kohen, Shimon, supposed Kohen. So Reuben's being made about himself and Shimon. Shimon's being made about himself and Reuben. And Levi's being made about Reuben and Shimon. So now there's two people being made about Shimon, Reuben and Levi. There's two people being made about Reuben, Shimon and Levi. So you need a third person over here to be made together with them. Shami the Mosheb, Shami the Mosheb. Yudar Meraf Einem Neman Lachila B'Chuma Atchiu Shloisha Shami the Mosheb, Shami the Mosheb. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we need an independent verification on the case of Truma as well. So if it's just being made for each other, they're trying to help each other, but the third party who's getting nothing out of this, he's not going to lie. So if he's here, we're not worried about Gomer.
And what if the third party is also claiming to be a Kohen?
So then it'll be back to the same.
We're doing pairs.
Yeah.
Back to the Golden Issue.
So more says the members, so it seems to say the Rehuda Kaisha Gurman, Rabban Lo Kaisha Gurman. So the Tadakama is not worried about the concern of Gurman. Rehuda is. And more says the problem with that is we seem to have a Mishnah which says the opposite. It's not. We have the donkey drivers who come. They come in with their wares. They're coming and selling their grain. So my stuff is new. Meshachaveri Yashin, or Shali Enam Masukin, Meshachaveri Masukin. Mine has not been had Meister removed from it, but the other fellow says, but the other fellow, his stuff already is Moser.
The Yashin is in terms of Allah, like Yashin.
Actually, Rashi learns not like that.
Okay.
Just the same. So he walks and says, you know, the older grain which has had a chance to dry is better grain. He says, listen, he's really building up his case. He's really being righted. Like, you know, his stuff is better. And by the way, his stuff is Moser. Right? You know, he's not Moser. I'm not believed on Meisers. But we should argue with the fact that he's admitting that his is not. Somebody else is. He should have the money. No, and the money. They're not believed. Rehuda Menemon. Rehuda says they are believed. So it seems to be that Rehuda is not worried about that they're making an arrangement. That, listen, here's the deal. In city A, I'll cover for you. In city B, you cover for me. Right? 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 Maybe that's a possibility. So Rehuda says, no, I'm not worried about that. The Kama says, we're worried about it. So we have a stira about whether who's concerned about Garmland. So Amar Rav Ada Barav, Amar Rav, Muklefes Hashita. The question is a good question. We have to say there was a mistake over here, and we have to change the opinions. Abay Amar Lolem Lotepa. No, we don't need to change the opinions. Even Rabbi Yehuda is over here is Chayish LeGarmlin. Over there, he's not worried about it. Why? Because Rabbi Amayor is Master in Hain. Even though it's worse not believed in Maestros, Mikra didn't. Rabbi Amayor are Maestros, and they should be believed in Maestros. It's good to have bottom. So, for that, he's not worried about government. So, Marava, the Behuda, Behuda, Kasha, the Rabbanon, Loy Kasha, you answered the Behuda. You didn't answer the Rabbanon. What happened to the Kasha and the Steer of the Rabbanon? Elder Behuda, the Behuda, Kasha, conditioning. I accept your answer by Behuda, Behuda. But we still have to answer the we have to answer the Steer of the Rabbanon. All right. Okay. Kedamer Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva. Shekli Umnasa Biyadah. Sachanami Shekli Umnasa Biyadah. Okay. So, so if the person is coming with all of his tools they need for measuring, etc., so a person can be bringing it into the city because it's actually new and he needs to store it somewhere and let it dry out, or he's coming to sell it. If you come to sell it, and he walks and says, you know, but my stuff is Chodesh and it's not Muster, so you know you can't sell that stuff. So why are you carrying all your measuring units and stuff like that with you? You're not coming to deliver it to a storage place. So if it's true that you're saying that yours is Chodesh and it's Muster, yours is Chodesh and not Muster, I'm sorry, so why are you bringing all the other stuff, the instruments with you? So there we say obviously that there's a game going on over here, and the arrangement is city A I cover for you, and city B you cover for me. So the circumstantial evidence indicates what's going on. But in a case where the person's not bringing it along, so we would not be chayshe gremlin and they'd be believed. So the chomim which say, in general say over here that we're not worried about gremlin. But the case of whatever the Chamor, and the reason why they're not believed is because they say the circumstantial evidence indicates that we have to be concerned about Gram. And that's why over there they are Chayashim Gram. Where did Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva say this? Beich Itmar, Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva. You know what? It's probably not worth starting it. A piece of more yet. Let's hold it here. So the opening is 27, and then there are the quintals to him by Rabbi Shtaba. So it's almost 37, something like that. 38.
I don't remember. After you start.
Next week is going to be the most challenging week of the year. The latest sunrise of the year will be in the next week. 7:41 is the latest sunrise of the year.
Okay.